Hello, and welcome to The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche.
This week, we speak to Martin Brasier about his billion-year-old findings in Scotland. But first, here are the headlines.
A new study has found that the bottom of the ocean isn't as still as previously thought. While studying organisms living near Pacific hydrothermal vents, the deep ocean currents were observed to suddenly change in direction and speed up. This disruption coincided with a wide eddy passing on the surface of the ocean, calling into question the current thinking that eddies don't affect the deep waters below. Scientists believe that these currents could be important in spreading larvae to other regions of the ocean.
A new study shows that ocean stocks of small fish are as susceptible to overfishing as large fish. On land ecosystems, it is well known that large predators at the top of the food chain are more vulnerable to extinction than their smaller prey species. However, it has now been shown that over the last 6 decades, smaller species of fish have suffered twice as many population crashes as fish further up the food chain. This finding reveals the need to rethink fishing regulations, which are currently more relaxed for smaller species.
Researchers have demonstrated a new device for low-power memory storage in computers. Voltage pulses were used to melt an amount of material in a carbon nanotube. Changing the pulses used causes this material to cool either slowly or rapidly, forming either crystals or amorphous structures respectively. The two alternative structures of the cooled material can be used to encode the digital information in a computer memory, and this method is both faster and more energy efficient than conventional methods, paving the way for the next generation of supercomputers.
A team including members of Oxford University have uncovered fossils in Scottish lochs that shed light on the origin of complex life forms. Martin Brasier explains what they were looking for.
This particular question is about how did the land surface turn green, and we all take it for granted that life came out of the sea and did so long ago, but exactly how and when has always been a bit of a mystery.
To answer this question, the team looked at ancient sediment deposits in a special region of Scotland.
Now, what actually happens when you go to the northwest coast of Scotland is that you enter a very ancient landscape. Many of the mountains on the far west are at least 1,000 million years old, and the valleys between them are of that age. Now, that seems to us rather astonishing.
The scientists found remarkably well-preserved fossils of complex organisms, which could be up to 1 billion years old.
It shows that these cells that were living in the ponds and the lakes had very complicated outer sculptures. And that really matters because only algae, higher plants, have these complicated outer walls. Bacteria, which are the most simple of all living things, do not. They have mostly small cells. That's interesting because we all know now that bacteria are the most primitive things around. We have now tried to work out how the bacteria evolved and how they turned into much more complicated things like the algae leading to the fungi, also to the animals. And this shows that that transition from very simple cells without a nucleus to algal cells had taken place at least 1 billion years ago and was already successfully colonising the land.
That's all for this show. Join us again next week.